Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge. Today, we continue the Your Hometown Tour with a trip to Tinley Park. Located southwest of the city, the village of Tinley Park is a place you probably should call home. Take some time and explore Tinley Park with us today. Sponsored by McDonald's.
I don't know about you, but if you don't live in and around Tinley Park, your only visit to Tinley might be for one of the big concerts every summer. I had no idea that I could jump on a horse when I was in Tinley Park and not have to have a friend who had a horse to let me jump on. Hey, thanks for joining us. This is WGN as part of our tribute, our Your Hometown series featuring Tinley Park today. Wanted to reach out to Darcy Nenza. Darcy is a social media coordinator with Forest View Farms. And I got to tell you, Darcy, until we were looking into Tinley Park, I didn't know you existed. And the fact that somebody could come to Tinley and get on a horse and go for a ride is of great interest to me.
Absolutely. Well, we're really happy to speak to you today.
It's so fun. So it's not just the trail rides and the lessons and the pony rentals and the parties and the summer camps. You're there, obviously, whenever you have horses involved. It's a 24/7 deal. You've always got people there. But tell everybody about Forest View Farms and how accessible and available it is for people.
Absolutely. I would love to. So Forest View Farms has been serving the Tinley Park area since the 1950s, actually. And we do all the things that you mentioned. We start for our littlest guests. We have a very small, well-contained indoor petting zoo for our littlest guests and their parents. And they can come in and they can meet the goats and the sheep and the pigs and the chickens and the ducks and an alpaca or two in a safe and welcoming environment. And as those kids grow, we have pony rides on property that can turn in into summer camp and riding lessons and then trail rides for our adults.
I've owned horses, and there were times when my son was little and I put him into programs like yours. And before they ever let him get on a horse, they made sure that he knew how to groom that horse. And he's always like, I don't want to groom the horse. I want to get on the back. But you can't get on the back of a horse unless you can do everything you need to do to make sure that horse is ready to go for a ride. So I would imagine those are all the things you teach kids as well.
Absolutely. That's all part of our educational experience at Forest View. You know, we absolutely believe that students should be able to know everything they need to know and have a bond with every horse that they're riding. It's not just show up, jump on a back, and try to ride around an arena. There's all kinds of things that go on with these majestic creatures, and you need to be in tune with them so that everyone can have a safe and great experience.
And when you say little kids, how young? How what age before they get on the back of a pony?
We do Mommy and Me classes starting at age 3.
Oh, that's awesome. And do you have programs for adults who always wanted to get on the back of a horse and were never given that opportunity and would like to give it a try at 40 or 50 or 60?
And that's actually me. Yes, we have adult beginners all the time. I was a horse-mad little girl whose family did not have capacity for that when I was young. And during COVID, I thought, you know what? Why not? If not now, when? So I am in my second year of learning how to ride.
Oh, my gosh. That's impressive. That is so fun. And what's it been like for you? Those first few rides, were you a little sore?
Yes, absolutely.
And you also focus on English and Western riding?
Yes, we do. We believe in having well-rounded riders, and so we expose all our riders to the varying styles in their journey with us.
Maybe your child has been introduced to Forest View Farms through a field trip with school, or they've heard friends talk about it, but I think it is fun when you're in your 40s, 50s, or 60s to say, you know what, I've always wanted to do this, and I'm going to do it. They're such majestic animals. We're focusing on Tinley Park today. It's our Your Hometown series, and we're talking to Darcy at Forest View Farms. So tell people how they can reach out and find you, what your hours are.
Absolutely. We're open 365 days a year. They can reach us through phone number. Our phone number is 708-560-0306. You can also find us at fvfarms.com, online or on Facebook and Instagram.
I think what's unique is that you offer hay and sleigh rides as well. Not that we had a whole lot of snow this winter, but there are a lot of places around the Chicago suburban areas where you can see horses, but not many farms that allow you to come in, visit the horses, jump on the back of a horse, take lessons, and let alone do a hay or a sleigh ride. So thank you for joining us. I hope people take advantage of what you offer.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.